231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, June 3rd, 2025 edition. Great to have you along with us for the ride today. Joe, down in Wolverine, I just sent you the screenshot. Even though we misspelled laser, your phone spelled it different. That's okay. The cell phone I have the folder set up for realized what you were asking for and sent you the screenshot for Stacy over there in Sheboygan. She is the daughter, actually, of Dr. Gary Willey, the chiropractor there in Sheboygan, and also afternoon appointments in Onaway. I can't believe the guy drives every single day after having lunch. He takes off for Onaway. He's there in the afternoons before heading back home. Great guy, great chiropractor, great laser treatments there in their office. Again, 323 North Main Street in downtown Sheboygan. We talked about Line 5 in the Army Corps of Engineers coming out with their study regarding the potential impact on the environment and different things. Well, yesterday, a news story came out from actually last week on Mackinac Island. After running in 2018 and trying to shut down Line 5, the pipeline, Attorney General Dana Nessel says now that Enbridge Incorporated has been pretty successful in waiting her out of office. I filed my case now 6 years ago, and we are still in the Circuit Court of Ingham County where I initially filed the action. It was removed to federal court for a very long time. Then it went up to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals before they made their decision. And now it's been remanded back to the Ingham County Circuit Court, Attorney General Dana Nessel said. It seems like the plan by Enbridge is to wait until I'm out of office and to hope that you have an attorney general that succeeds me that is not as passionate about the sanctity of the Great Lakes. This woman is amazing. Sanctity of the Great Lakes. Well, first of all, I'm going to stop the story right there. Dana, if you truly cared about the sanctity of the Great Lakes, you would want that pipeline replaced as soon as possible. Instead of fighting them in court for 6 years, you should have allowed the pipeline to be replaced by a tunnel drilled in the bedrock of the Straits of Mackinac. Enbridge is saying that the construction of this project, once it gets going, is going to be 6 to 7 years. Well, if you had not fought this on a false narrative, it would have been built already. The pipeline would have been replaced. Well, Nessel, who spoke to MERS News Service during the Mackinac Policy Conference on Mackinac Island, where yearly political, business, and nonprofit leaders meet, hosted by the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce, May 27th through May 30th. Well, the very same Thursday that Nessel talked with MERS, the Oil and Water Don't Mix advocacy effort hosted an anti-Line 5 demonstrators on the island. Numerous individuals marched around in black wearing no Line 5 oil tunnel t-shirts, referencing the project that was fast-tracked in January by an executive order by President Donald Trump. claiming that it's a national energy emergency. Well, wearing the T-shirts, walking around the island, is kind of interesting because many of the protesters were not from the state of Michigan. We're not really sure where they came from, who supported them being there, but many of the people, when asked where they were from, refused to answer the question. Now, it's kind of interesting because Enbridge, the company preparing to construct the tunnel to house the pipeline beneath the Straits of Mackinac, aimed at reducing the risk of the pipeline leaks at the lake bottom. Well, on May 30th, the last day of the conference, the initial draft study on the project's environmental impacts was published by the United States Army Corps of Engineers following 5 years of evaluation. It shared that while constructing the tunnel, there will be effects to vegetation, wetlands, and visual resources. On some shorelines near the construction site, it will have beneficial cumulative effect on the reduced risk of a petroleum leak in the Straits of Mackinac, end quote, said the study. Prior to that, during April, Enbridge received a legal win from a federal appeals court, allowing a lawsuit filed by the company to move forward. Enbridge made the case that by the state interfering with the pipeline, it was violating federal statutes, a treaty, and could be sued in court. Well, NESL's response, Enbridge has certainly done an impressive job of delaying these cases for as long as possible. While on Mackinac Island, MERS also asked NESL about the charges dropped against the anti-Israel protesters at the University of Michigan campus, as well as future budget-making transparency for legislators and the state of relations between her department and the federal government. Now, one of the reasons this is important is because protesters from around the country are getting more emboldened to attack people supporting Israel at this various demonstrations, different events around the country. We all have heard the story about Boulder, Colorado, where this gentleman basically threw Molotov cocktails and used spray of alcohol with a lighter to basically set people on fire. One of the people that he injured in Boulder, Colorado, 88 years old, Holocaust survivor. As a young child, she was taken to the internment camps and was facing execution but survived. Well, this guy sets her on fire. Now, with regards to University of Michigan protesters against Israel, the news reporters asked the question, "You received a ton of flack and criticism for making the charges initially, and then you received a ton of flack and criticism when you dropped them. So what has this experience been like? What are you dealing with?" Nestle's answer, "Well, it was troubling, and I maintained that charging those individuals was the right thing to do. We had sufficient evidence, and we presented that to a court of law. It was several days of testimony by multiple individuals, including the fire marshal, who talked about the fact that the encampment was literally a death trap, how dangerous it was to people who were in the general vicinity, and the legal orders that were executed by the police officers to clear the area, thereby making it an illegal activity. but after having presented the evidence in the case, the judge showed no sign at all that he was prepared to rule on those charges. We were having hearing after hearing on issues that were completely irrelevant to the guilt or innocence of those particular protesters. So the charges were dropped. The case was basically going nowhere. The judge assigned to the case had no appetite for prosecuting the individuals. Another question related. At the Democratic Party convention this past spring, people were chanting against you about those charges. Again, especially the fact that you are Jewish and an attorney general, how did that make you feel? Well, Nestle said it was very concerning, and I think there's no question that we have seen a lot of rise of anti-Semitism on the far right, but also on the far left. And it's a concern to me. Far right? Okay, explain that to me, because I don't understand it. I know the far left is very much sympathetic to Palestine. But the far right? Where are you seeing anti-Semitism and support of Palestine from the far right? I don't understand that statement. Totally disagree with it. Well, she continues, as the state's attorney general, I have nothing to do with what's happening in Israel or what's happening in Gaza. But what my job is to enforce the laws in the state of Michigan, and no matter how passionately you might believe in a particular cause, you cannot use that to violate the laws of the state of Michigan. Pretty interesting. Well, between being basically beaten in court by Enbridge, Donald Trump declaring the project in the interests of national security, national energy emergency, they're moving forward with the permitting process after a couple of public hearing comments. The project will be probably approved and started later this year, according to these news stories. And Attorney General Dana Nessel is basically becoming irrelevant. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Antrim County Conservative Union 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an iron pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. A final segment of hour number one. Want to wrap up this last hour, this first hour's last segment, by letting you know about the Fun Shoot Pig Roast, third Saturday in July, July 19th in Central Lake, Michigan. We're going to be getting a donation here that I'm going to be able to talk about, hopefully, tomorrow's show for our young people. We'd like to give firearm training to young people, especially 12 and under. Adult needs to be with the children, the child, out at the range with the gun range safety officers to hear the firearm training, the safety training that they will be informed, educated on. They will be allowed to shoot a .22 handgun and a .22 rifle. They go through the training. They shoot the handgun, the rifle. They will then be put into a drawing for a special prize from one of our new sponsors that's sponsoring the event. We'll be able to talk about it tomorrow and explain to you how this is going to work. We're really excited. Hopefully the kids will enjoy it and have a chance of winning a fantastic prize. So again, go to the website, acconservatives.org. Read the post. Follow the instructions. There is a yellow donate button. You donate the price of your tickets. Adults are $50. Teenagers are $25. The kids, 12 and under, are free. It's going to be Saturday, July 19th in Central Lake, Richard Davis's private compound. When you make your donation, you'll get an email receipt for your donation. Just simply take a picture of it or print your email out and bring it with you with your photo ID to get into the event. And then you'll be able to enter the compound. Firearms and ammo, take them directly to the range and start shooting. As people arrive who aren't shooting, aren't going to go to the range, come on up to the pavilion, get your little ticket for the giveaway prizes that we're going to have. We got a great event lined up. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse is going to do the smoking of the pork. He'll bring it over to us. Serve it to us there about 1:30. We've got Rob Cordes from the Trump Unity Bridge. He's coming with all the Trump gear, all kinds of new things, signs, banners, hats, T-shirts, all kinds of really cool stuff. He's going to be there, and we're going to have some great speakers for you. So we're excited. Saturday, July 19th, from noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake. Now, one other thing I do want to mention. Many of you know the radio station, myself, the show, is being sued. We are raising money for a legal defense fund. If you text me legal, I'll send you the information to the website. But we have good news. We went to the post office box. Brian G. He's down from the Wolverine area. He donated $100. We also got $150 from Rick Worswack and another $150 donation anonymously at the post office. The fund is now up to $3,400. We still have a long way to go. If you're interested in helping us out, just text us legal. Send the text message to my phone, legal, and we'll send you the link as well as the mailing address for checks. You can send it to Michigan Broadcasters LLC, the P.O. Box 650, Elk Rapids, Michigan 49615. But again, if you just want me to send you the information, the website for the online donations and the mailing address, just text me legal and my phone will send you the information. I want to thank Rick and Brian and the other gentleman or woman who gave us the donation. Greatly appreciate it. Looking at Lansing right now and different things that are lining up in committee, we've got a few of those pulled up. We're going to get to those at the bottom of the next hour, 10:30. Next half hour, we're going to be joined by Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig, getting ready for the big event. Not this Saturday, but 2 weeks from this Saturday, folks, it's coming. The Risk It Fest grand opening of the new South location, Saturday, June 21st. We're going to talk about it with Ian, find out how things are going, find out if he's got any special announcements for us, and basically discuss what's going on some other issues that he's dealing with here in northern Michigan. A lot of information coming out about these solar plants that they're wanting to put. So very, very, very interesting. Oh, that's funny. Yes, absolutely. We had some Michigan folks that were there at Mackinac protesting from the local areas of the listening area. We won't get into their names because they're irrelevant. Long gone. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig, Smokehouses in Gaylord. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
SystemsNet now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithin in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm. Whether